Saturday morning on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. We continue with the Experts Program. Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions joining us. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
Great to have you with us. So we're coming up on the end of the year very soon, and you want to talk a little bit about end of year preparation for businesses.
Yeah, I really want to remind our businesses of all sizes that, amazingly, we're already at Thanksgiving this week. We've got our year ends coming up, even if it's just for not a calendar year, we're fiscal year. I understand the differences. But right now, what we've got to do is the major part of business is, where are you going? And this is the time to actually sit down, contemplate where you want the business to go. But in addition to that, you really need to review strongly what you accomplished this past year. So I would encourage you to go back to last year's projections, last year's plans, and do a recap. See exactly how it turned out for you so that you can, incorporate that into your planning for the new year and be very, very serious. Without a plan, without a vision, the people perish, and we don't want that to be a direction. So there's that part. But recently I was sharing with you how I've been out in the field and I've been talking with businesses, primarily CEOs or HR managers, but also in the accounting side, and talking to people about situations that are coming up with employees. And like, as an example, I heard one CEO said, I've got 1,200 employees, 100 of which I really should fire. And I'm wondering about that process. I don't disagree with the reality that you have to get rid of deadwood. I know even of situations where controllers or CFOs have been terminated recently because they really haven't been performing. They talk well, cover their tracks well, but they really haven't been. Even if they've been there 10, 11 years, you really have to take a look at it from the CEO's perspective and see if they're accomplishing it. Now, back to that 100 out of the 1,200, the question is, why is it that you've got a failure rate of your employees? And what I'm seeing is, even though, we agonize over the hiring process and we have many different, not just the legal side, but we have many different areas of analysis that we go through for a hiring process, we onboard them, but do we actually truly train them? Or do we just say, here's your job, go for it, good luck, figure it out on your own? And I really think that that's a major area. People need to take into account, businesses need to take into account, the cost of bringing on the new people, because they've got 2 or 3 months to get accumulated or assimilated into the business, to learn what's actually true about your business. It's not just debits and credits. And if they're not really qualified, you got to train them. And the reality is, there's a shortage of skilled people out there. There is a shortage of positive, favorable attitudes in the people that we're hiring. And so you cannot shortchange that onboarding process. And you should think, over the first couple of months, train them.
Right. I have two things to ask you about.
Yeah.
One is, he has 1,200 employees. He figures he should get rid of 100 of them. That's about 8% of the workforce.
Yeah.
I wonder what process he went through to identify 100 people. And if you're the CEO of a company of 1,200, I was just wondering how you take the time to identify strengths and weaknesses of 1,200 companies, or excuse me, employees.
Yeah.
Or are you depending on departmental managers, supervisors, and so forth to kind of give you an assessment of the people on their crews and deciding, where the weak links are, those weak links?
Yes, I think that's a good, very good question. Now, how would an individual do that? Well, we're not talking a business with the employee status of 50,000. I've certainly worked for corporations that have had that many employees, and the CEOs are way too far away from the end point of those employees. But in this particular case, CEOs at 1,200 or 500 or 300, they really should get to know their people. And in terms of what's amazing about, just reviewing and watching employees, you can see attitude, you can see timeliness, you can see the production, you can see that their word, they live up to what they say, they do what they say and say what they do. Now, it's a perception. You've got to go with your gut feel sometimes. And the thing that I also wanted to add to that is, the couple of people who let go key staff, you know, have been thinking about it for a while. And, you know, there's a saying that I've heard a lot recently, slow to hire, quick to fire. And it's not a matter of, oh, I just want to get rid of people. The reality is, if you've got a poison apple in there, if you've got a person that is not performing, the reality is it's affecting not just their job, but other people around their job. And they're looking to you, the CEO, they're looking to you, the boss, the manager, to do something about it. And as you don't do something about it, then basically everybody is losing faith in you. So there's many different factors on why you need to keep a close eye on your employees. And 1,200 people is not that great of a body count.
Okay. The other question I had for you was, you touched on it briefly. We talk a lot about Alliance Career Training Solutions, about training people with technical skills. Mm-hmm. I want to find out about what kind of training goes into developing attitudinal skills, the correct attitude about work, because oftentimes it's as important to have the correct attitude about the concept of work, about labor, as it is to be able to have the technical skills to operate the equipment, to learn how to do the tables, all that kind of thing.
Right.
Do you get into identifying what someone's attitude towards work is?
You know, we do that in two different areas. In our career training, where I have them for 4 months or 5 or 6 months, we definitely talk about that area multiple times. I know I emphasize it from day one in our career training. And so, you know, you can look at some of our graduates and know that they have certainly have been given the marching orders on those attitudes, timeliness, you know, proper team play, and so on and so forth. In regards to what other things do we have, I think we need to become more serious about this sexual harassment, bullying training that we provide at the best price here in the Valley. And during that conversations and in that training environment, it can be addressed. I think that some of the companies that have done a great job with us is that they've brought us in into their facility and brought in 20 or 30 people. And we've sat down and done that as a team. And the law's changing on sexual harassment training. And I want to remind people that in 2020, which is only, 13 months away, companies of 5 or more are now going to be required to provide that training. It's 50 right now, but it's going to turn to 5. And, you know, it's interesting how they count that 50, because if you have 2 part-times, that counts as one. But if you have outside so-called consultants that you're using, they also count as an employee. So that 50 count can be reached very quickly.
What about when you use a labor contractor? Who's responsible for the training of the employees for those state mandates? The owner of the business or the labor contractor
it's
themselves?
It's a combination of both. The labor contractor is supposed to provide the training, but the company that's hiring those people should be required that training is being done. So it falls back on both sides. And what's happening in the legal side is, as you know, they sue everybody.
Right.
You know, they're going to sue your dog, they're going to sue.
They look for the deepest pockets.
Yeah. All of the pockets, right? A little here, a little there, adds up. And so, you know, we have to become much more responsible and in regards to training our employees, working with them. And then when we've got an employee that is not trainable, that is not playing fair with the rest of the team, you got to get rid of them and rid of them quick. And let's not dilly-dally on this situation.
All right. Edward King has been our guest, Alliance Career Training Solutions. You can reach them online. It's alliancetrains.com.
Yeah.
And how do they get in touch with you via telephone?
By phone, it's 831-755-8200. Our location in Salinas is at 333 Abbott Street. Come by any day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Visit our school, talk to our instructors and management. We'll be happy to share with you.